Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for our daily tech and business report with KCBS contributor, Bloomberg technology anchor, and executive producer Emily Chang. WeWork. It's filed papers as it sets to go public with what could be the second biggest IPO of the year. Have you heard of WeWork? Emily, what are we learning about what this company is doing?
So WeWork, as one of my colleagues put it today, is an office subleasing company on steroids. And they have, in a matter of years, opened giant office buildings and sublet several spots within those office buildings in the U.S., Canada, Latin America, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Australia. They've got joint ventures in China, Japan, and India. So there is barely a continent and a country that they haven't touched. That said, they are losing a lot of money, and that is what we learned today. They filed their paperwork with the SEC. They are making almost $2 billion a year, but they've also lost $3 billion in the last 3 years and $690 million in the first half of this year alone. So the question is, can this company continue to grow and ultimately turn a profit?
Can they continue to lose money at this rate? That would be the question.
And investors are going to have to make that decision. Do they buy into a company that may never be profitable? And the company says in their new paperwork that they can't predict whether they'll achieve profitability ever or not. And so, you know, this isn't uncommon for tech companies that are about to go public. You know, Uber and Lyft, they don't make money either, but WeWork's losses are sort of at a new level. And on top of that, the CEO, Adam Neumann, has an incredible amount of control over the company, which gives him a lot of sway, sort of outsized sway, in all of the decision-making processes.
World's richest man, Jeff Bezos, and I recall he didn't make much money with Amazon for the first several years, right?
Well, at Amazon's margins are still slim. The profits there, still very narrow, and investors gave him the benefit of the doubt year after year after year. And so look at what he's been able to accomplish because of that. You know, Uber liked to call itself the Amazon of ride-sharing when it was trying to sell itself to investors. So many of these money-losing tech companies compare themselves to Amazon and say, you know, if you give us, if you take a bet on us, this is what we could become. That said, you know, Amazon is perhaps a once-in-a-lifetime story, and not all of these companies can be the next Amazon.
It is with some amusement that I'm reading the official mission of WeWork: to elevate the world's consciousness. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. You know, there's a bit of, you know, some would say typical Silicon Valley arrogance in that line. The founders have been known to be very brash. You know, I mentioned the CEO maintains a lot of control over the company, and they're actually doing something very unique here. And it gets a little into the weeds, but they're going to sell three classes of shares, A, B, and C shares. And, you know, some of those shares would have significantly more voting power than others. We've seen Facebook, Google, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and the founders of Google do something similar, but not to the extent that WeWork is trying to do. So at the same time that they are trying to go public, at the same time that they're losing tons of money, they're also trying to shake up the traditional road to going public as well.
Tons of money, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it's just staggering, Emily, to think about how business models have changed and what constitutes success anymore.
Indeed. But look, you know, if you go to any WeWork office, you will see that it is buzzing. And what's fascinating to me, I didn't even quite realize the numbers. The company says 30% of its locations are quote unquote mature. 70% of them have only been open for 2 years or less. So the vast majority of the buildings that WeWork is subleasing, you know, are nearly new and yet still filled with people who are starting companies, entrepreneurs, people who need small workspaces. And the commercial real estate leasing market is quite fragmented, and WeWork has managed to bring a bit more structure to
that. The ultimate unicorn IPO. Thank you very much, Emily Chang.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.